Welcome to Osage Baptist Church Sunrise Service. We are so glad that you're here. This time is going to be filled with scripture and music. And then when we have done that here, we want you to join us over in the fellowship hall for breakfast and stay for Sunday school. And then we'll have our Sunday Easter service at 10 o'clock. So we've got a big day planned, and then there won't be, we will not be having church tonight. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to be with your families and celebrate Easter. Let me lead us in a word of prayer, and Brother Matt will kick us off. Our Father, we thank you and praise you for the day that you've given us, for every blessing of life. We celebrate today your resurrection, and we pray that you'd help us celebrate. Lord, that your Spirit would be with us today. You promised us where two or three are gathered in your name that you'd be in the midst of them, and so we claim that promise today. Pray that you take charge of this service. We pray that the things of the outside world will just be outside today, and that we can concentrate on worshiping you and concentrating on you and having your will done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. He is risen. Let's stand together.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foe.
This is taken from Mark 15:21. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of the skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was a third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, the King of the Jews. With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he and those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come on down from that cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, "He saved others. Let him save himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross that we may see and believe." Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," sorry, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by when they heard that said, "Look, he's calling for Elijah." Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine and put it on a sponge on a reed and offered it to him to drink, saying, "Let him come alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus cried with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man is the Son of God."
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand together.
Christ the Lord is risen.
Good morning. This is from Mark 15, verses 42 through 47. This all happened on Friday, the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath. As evening approached, an honored member of the High Council, Joseph from Arimathea, who was waiting for the kingdom of God to come, gathered his courage and went to Pilate to ask for Jesus' body. Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus was already dead, so he called for the Roman military officer in charge and asked him. The officer confirmed the fact, and Pilate told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph bought a long sheet of linen cloth, and taking Jesus' body down from the cross, he wrapped it in the cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone in front of the entrance. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where Jesus' body was laid.
Mark 16, 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Amen. Let's stand.
He lives, salvation to impart.
This reading is from Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 20. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and satteth on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord, working with them and confirming the words with signs following. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Last time. From heaven to earth, our Savior came. For us on a cross, he bled and died. And from the cross to an empty grave, he rose to life. He rose.
Hallelujah, now forever. Hallelujah.
Father Time met pale King Death sitting by a tomb. "Hello, old friend. I guess you're here to seal somebody's doom." "You might say that," Sly Death replied. A smile lit up his face. "Inside lies this Jesus man who said he'd save the race. And you, Time, why are you stopping here? Don't you have things to do?" "Oh, I come each day to draw the veil and let the morning through." "Say, why are you watching just one grave with all your vast domain? Looks like you would be out rambling around smiting folks with pain." "Well, this one's something special. He challenged me, they say. Said he would rest here just 3 days and then rise and walk away. Now, I'm the conqueror, you know. They don't talk up to me. When I step in to cut them down, it's for eternity." "I can sure testify to that," responded Father Time. "I ain't seen one shake off the dust since you've been in your prime." "Well, I've got other things to do. I must be on my way. I'll see you when I come back again to make another day." So, whispered Time, went up the hill and bid the sun to rise, and left Death standing by the tomb, looking strong and wise. The next day, Time passed by again. "And how are things?" he queried. "Quiet, kind of quiet," Death replied. "I'm starting to get weary. I won't be here when you come by about this time tomorrow. I'm anxious to be on my way and spread some grief and sorrow." Now, Father Time was quite surprised when he came back to see Death quivering on the ground in frightful agony. His eyes were set, his throat was marked, his clothes in disarray. It wasn't difficult to see that Death had had his day. "What happened, Death?" asked Father Time. "What makes you look so bad? I've never seen you shake this way or look so scared and sad." Death pulled himself up on a rock and, looking sick and humble, hung his head and wrung his hands, and Time could hear him mumble, "We're sitting here about the dawn, about to take my stroll, when all at once this whole wide world began to reel and roll, and rolling stone jumped off the door and skipped on down the hill, and everything grew dark and quiet. Seemed like earth stood still. I saw him standing in the door. He didn't move or speak. Just looked at me, and all at once I felt so tired and weak. He came and got a hold of me and threw me to the ground. Put his foot here on my neck and took my keys and crown. Two angels came to talk with him. They glistened like the sun. He said, the plan's all finished now. Redemption's work is done. As they passed the garden gate, I heard them say just then, he said to free the captives and give gifts to men. Time and Death met once again off yonder by the gate. It's good to see you, said Old Time. I've been wondering about your fate. I'm just a lowly servant now. There's little time to roam. I'll just push open this old gate. Help the saints get home. He's risen. He is. We're so glad to have you in the service with us today, and we hope that you'll stay with us for breakfast and Sunday school and all that's coming after that. We'll have our regular church service at 10 o'clock. We've got several guests in the audience, but we've got one that has never been here before. And I'm going to let Breezy introduce this new guest to us, good and loud. And we are glad That's how to get them started. 3 days. Yes, sir. And she's got some grandmas, a great grandma, a grandma, a great grandma, and a great great grandma with her. And we're so thankful for that. It's good to have Miss Lee here this morning. We're grateful to have Bev back with us. And we're grateful to have all of y'all with us. And let me lead us in prayer and ask a blessing on our meal, and we'll go to breakfast. Our Father, we come before your throne once again. We're so grateful for this celebration of this new life. And we're also grateful, Lord, that we're able to celebrate the resurrection. Lord, help us to understand how important this time is. And without it, there'd be no Christianity. Without it, there'd be no Emmaus Road. Without it, we wouldn't even have any reason to meet here today. But because of it, we have all the reason in the world to meet. And because of it, we need to go to all the world and preach the gospel so that men and women and boys and girls could be saved. We just pray, Lord, right now that you'd bless the food that we're about to eat to the nourishment of our body and our body to your service. And we also pray, Lord, that you'd continue to bless throughout this day as we meet together. And we give this day into your hands. Thank you for the scripture. Thank you for the songs. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.